more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this
with Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is
the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it is. It's Wednesday.
Yes, tomorrow is my born day, goddammit. Drop one of Clues Bomb for that. Yesterday was my daughter's born day.
Oh, that's nice. And then you always have a holiday weekend after that.
Yes, absolutely. Vacation starts.
Yesterday, I guess, I don't know what happened in this studio, but before you guys got here, all the chairs were missing, boxes and things were thrown everywhere.
But they were actually taping Love & Hip Hop here last night.
They couldn't put stuff back?
They should have put stuff back. I made them. They took a picture of my wall. All that stuff from the back wall was taken down.
My stuff was all moved.
They took a picture and then they put it back up. They told me my son.
Who here is on Love & Hip Hop?
DJ Self.
Oh, DJ Self still doing Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah, so
one of our producers, he said there was stuff spilled all over in his room. There was Hennessy, there was food, there was drinks.
Sounds like Love & Hip Hop to me.
Is Self finally going to start really being DJ Self, or he's still going to be rolling with that whack-ass
Creep Squad?
He's still going to be rolling with that whack-ass Creep Squad and ruining his brand.
Last night, he wasn't with the Creep Squad. He was... I seen him with Papoose was here last night.
Okay, that's good company.
And a rapper, Jacque.
I don't know Jacque.
Isn't he on Cash Money?
No, oh. The other one from New York.
That one. That's Jacquees.
Jacquees.
And Jacque is somebody different. Okay,
I don't know
Jacque.
I call him Jacque.
I was at a dinner last night with my daughter because the party was on Sunday. Sunday's not her born day. Yesterday was her born day. So yesterday she just wanted to go to dinner to this restaurant she liked. But the restaurant was closed.
Oh.
So we had to make arrangements somewhere else. And that's always interesting because she's 9 now and she wanted to get dressed up, her and my niece, and just looking at her like, damn, 9 years goes by fast.
Absolutely.
Lord have mercy. In 9 more years, you'll be 18.
That's right.
What kind of food does she like? That's her favorite
restaurant.
She's
actually picky. She just wanted to go to this restaurant she liked because they got real good french fries. But, yeah, that's all she wanted. Well, I'm like, in 9 more years, you'll be 18.
They get older fast. They grow so fast, man.
And in 9 years,
I'll
be...
Gotta really enjoy it.
Mid-40s, late 40s. Yeah.
Gotta really, really enjoy it, man. I try to enjoy my kids each and every day.
You got to.
They get so big so fast.
I'm telling you, before you know it, they gone. Before you know it, they 21 years old. Before you know it, they got grandkids in them.
You right? You are absolutely right.
You'll be paying for college.
That's right. You gotta really
Lord
enjoy it.
Lord have mercy.
Really
enjoy the moment, man. That's all I kept thinking yesterday. Enjoy the moment, because that's exactly what they are, moments that go by so fast.
Absolutely. Enjoy them. Yesterday, I was out in your town in Brooklyn, Yee.
Oh, you were in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I went to...
Oh, that's how you said you were going to Woodlands.
Yeah, I went to Woodlands, which is a restaurant in Brooklyn. I had a great, amazing time.
I told you, I go there. It's really fun.
Very trendy. The music was popping. It was really great.
Weren't you DJing?
I DJed.
So is that why the music was popping?
Well, yeah. That was the reason why.
There you go. Just say that.
I ate first, and then I just enjoyed it. It was just a dope restaurant. Upstairs, downstairs. It was dope. Somebody proposed last night.
To you?
Not to me. To his girlfriend. So it was a dope event. I had a good time last night, man.
Look at that. See, you got to come to Brooklyn more often.
You're right. It's the traffic getting us crazy.
And drop on the Clues Bombs for Irv Gotti, too. Tales on BET had the internet lit last night. Just like I knew it would. Started a great conversation, a great discussion. Okay? I want to have a conversation about that this morning if we got time, actually.
Oh, I didn't even see it last night. I wasn't home.
All right. Well, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about the 3 cops in Chicago that are related to the fatal shooting of Laquan McDonald. What happened to them? And we'll talk about bail. Imagine being in jail and not knowing that your bail was only $1. You could have been out.
That's a damn shame.
That's your dumb ass.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Here's Migos, Bad and Bougie.
And Vince Staples will be here this morning.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
If you can't be bad and bougie, be fine and frugal.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now it's some great news. It looks like Phil Jackson and the Knicks will part ways on Wednesday.
What does that mean?
That means I think things will get a lot better.
Man, shut up. Y'all say that every time y'all bring in a new GM or new something. Like, the Knicks are trash, bro.
Like, Phil Jackson was trash, too.
The Knicks are trash. And listen, all Phil Jackson did was come and put more trash on top of the garbage pile that's been sitting there that nobody came to pick up for the longest.
But now we got to start taking the trash. You can't take the trash, you just take a little off the top, and then we got to fix things.
And y'all been trying to fix things for years.
So what?
Literally years. The Knicks are trash, bro.
That's
trash.
Okay. We're gonna get
and you
better.
Know what? The Knicks gonna continue to be trash as long as the Knicks can make money when they are trash. That's the problem with the Knicks. The fact that that garden is packed even when they're trash. If you're making money off a product, you don't really care if that product popping or not. That's the problem.
Well, Cleveland always wasn't great. The Warriors weren't always great.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, draft a LeBron James, get a Steph Curry, get a Kevin Durant, get a Draymond Green, get a Klay Thompson, and you guys will be fine, Envy.
Talk so negative.
Get you a Kyrie Irving. Y'all guys will be fine. Don't worry. Those players come around every day.
You never know what happens. This new kid from France might be the new Kyrie Irving.
I read some report that Carmelo wants to go to Cleveland. Is that true?
I don't know.
I'm sure Carmelo want to go somewhere.
I'm sure he wants to get out of New York.
I'm sure Carmelo wants to go anywhere but New York City. Lala, could you please take the brother on vacation this summer? He deserves it.
My goodness. Now, let's talk about these three officers.
Yes, three Chicago Police Department officers have been indicted on conspiracy, obstruction, and misconduct. That's all over the shooting of Laquan McDonald in 2014. Now, just to refresh you guys of this case, they gave all kinds of false reports, false information. They didn't correct any false information, and they didn't locate and interview three witnesses to the shooting. Those accounts had contradicted their false reports. Now, dash cam video footage did show that Laquan McDonald was shot while he was running away from officers, and he was only 17 years old. He was shot 16 times by Officer Jason Van Dyke. Van Dyke is now awaiting trial. But there's three officers who conspired immediately after the shooting to conceal the true facts of what happened, so they have been indicted.
Well, here's the thing. It should have never been a cover-up to begin with because we saw it on video. We saw exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't manipulate what we actually saw. You shot the man 16 times for nothing.
Well, yeah, he was shot in 2014, but the dash cam video wasn't released until November 2015.
Wow. Now, quickly, tell us about the dude that was in jail. He didn't know his bail was only
$1. Yeah, he's from Queens. And apparently he got arrested for stealing from Zara. He stole a coat from a store. And he injured a police officer and had some burglary tools as well. That's what he was charged with. But he was sitting in Rikers Island not knowing that his $50,000 bail was reduced to $1. And actually, his legal aid lawyers were making appearances in court without him. And he just didn't know that his bail was $1.
Crazy.
So he sat in there for 6 months knowing he could have been out.
That man had a boyfriend. He knew what he was doing. He didn't want to leave.
To be
well,
here.
Now he's suing. He's
leave.
Suing the Legal Aid Society lawyers. He's suing the commissioner. He's suing Rikers Island for unlawful incarceration and restraint of liberty. The only reason he got out was somebody he didn't even know who worked in the jail paid his $1 bail.
Why you can't blame that on nobody else, though? Shouldn't you be held accountable for
his lawyers never told him.
Well, he should get paperwork every time his lawyer went to court.
That's listen, check your mail. He wasn't checking his mail.
I don't know how this could have possibly happened, but,
He wasn't paying attention. He having too much fun in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Putting Kool-Aid on his lips, probably.
Kool-Aid on his
lips. They just were, according to him, very indifferent about what happened.
Okay.
All right. All right, well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you want to vent, maybe you're pissed off, or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. Again, number 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Alex, what up, Alex?
No, my name is Kelly, DJ MV. Good morning.
Oh, man, they have Alex on the sheet.
Kelly, Alex, hey, they're Kelly. Both unisex names.
You mad or you upset this morning? You mad, upset, or blessed? Which one?
Well, no, I'm blessed.
When
I was a little young girl, I was acting up in school, but yesterday, my niece has got the ass whooping of a lifetime. I'm glad I was not acting up that bad.
What happened? Who beat their ass?
My brother beat his daughter's ass.
With
like,
what?
Oh, my goodness.
His hand, a belt?
A belt. No, a belt. He gave him that work.
How old was she? How old is she, I should say?
His oldest is 16 and the youngest one is 12.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 25.
And you ain't never got a good beating? You ain't never had to go pick your own switch?
Not like that.
Why did he beat
when
him?
When I was acting up, when I because they were sneaking around.
That's right. You got to beat them now before they start sucking deep.
Yeah, and the 12-year-old got a whooping because she lied for her sister. So
yep. There you go. Hey.
Oh, the
there
cover
you
up.
Go.
The cover up. Yeah,
that's right.
I used to get beatings like every day. My dad used to every day. I wasn't that bad though.
Like I got. Listen, when I was acting up, my mom choked me the fuck up, and that's all it took.
You got to do that as a daddy because you never know what these little girls is doing, sneaking around with these little boys with the assy penises. Next thing you know, you're raising little ashy grandbabies.
The worst part is when you get a beating because your brother or your sister did something wrong. You didn't even do anything, but you get a beating because they got a beating.
I was an only child.
That used to happen to me all the time.
I didn't have to worry about that. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now. Or if you feel blessed, call us. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Trey, what up?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? Good morning.
From North Carolina, bro. What's up, man? You mad or you blessed this morning?
I mean, of course I'm blessed, but I'm mad at the same time. Yesterday I was at work, had a conversation with this lady while she was older lady. She was tearing the bags in. So I, put my lawn equipment down, went over there, helped her carry her bags through her door. And we had about a 5-minute conversation of how, she has so many young people around her, but nobody ever does it for her. And we, listening to the radio and whatnot, I get, getting money is important. But we done lost all principle as far as young G's and people that call themselves thugs and gangsters. Like back in y'all day, people coming up, if you a gangster, you still do for your community. That's key. Having respect for older people, turning music down, helping out old ladies with their bad, that's key. And nowadays, man, ain't nobody even instilling that, like, at all.
Nah, that's real, man. My grandma would always tell me, manners will take you where money won't, man. So you're right.
I see it more often. I helped a lot of old people at the airport when they're trying to get their bags up in the upper, to put their bag up top. I helped them a lot. I see people helping a lot.
You old.
That's good.
You old.
That's the point. He ain't talking about us. He's talking about the younger generation.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's so focused on money. I just want, if nothing else, I just want to say this. Money will take you a lot of places, but it won't keep you there. That wisdom, them principles, man, you got to have that to stay there.
Got to stand on them.
Manners will take you where money won't, man.
Hey, this Bree?
Yeah, this is Bree.
Bree from South Carolina. Why you mad, mama?
All right, so I got these kids. I started an after-school program with these kids. It's free out of a community center in South Carolina. And basically, all the kids are black. They all started making good grades, started going to honors classes, started making honor roll, right? Mm-hmm. So we had somebody fund them a whole field trip. And ever since then, it's like the people who own the center don't want us to have a bus. They don't want to help us with snacks. They basically don't want to help us with nothing. And they gave us this money since 2016. I've graduated college since then, everything. And they still don't want to give us a bus to go. So now we just have money sitting there waiting for no reason.
So who we need to put on blast, baby? Who we need to put on blast in the great state of South Carolina? Huh? Talk to me.
A place to put them on blast, but they're in Rock Hill. And they know this. We just trying to get the money. Like, it has nothing to do with them. We just want our kids to go see great black people. We're trying to go to Harvey Dent Center.
Getting the money, man.
You got to tell me who it is, baby, so your Uncle Charlotte can put him on blast and tell him come up off that bread.
Nah, I'm not going to blast him because they done helped us out with some stuff during the year. But they know they wrong. We going to get the money regardless.
They don't know they wrong because you won't tell nobody who they are.
Well, that means we got to buy our own buses. That's how we going to do it.
She won't mess with the money later on.
She said she going to make it happen no matter what.
Tell her why you mad. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. You mad. You need to vent. Call us. You feel blessed. Call us. Now, you, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Joe Budden. What happened with that interview with the Migos? He explains, and we'll tell you all of the details. Also, Lamar Odom was on Wendy Williams. Find out what he had to talk about when it comes to Khloe Kardashian and the rest of the Kardashians.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, this clip from Everyday Struggle has gone viral of Joe Budden and DJ Academics interviewing or attempting to interview the Migos. A lot of memes from it. What actually happened behind the scenes that made this interview so awkward? Here's what Joe Budden had to say about the initial handshake with Quavo.
My only question was, why do we want to talk to Migos? I understand that they're huge stars at the moment, but I've never seen a good Migos interview. Migos sits down, I've never met these gentlemen. I go to shake their hand, how you guys doing? Go to shake Quavo's hand, I leave my hand there. He just sits there. He's ignoring the hand. There's a lot going on. He might have just not seen it. So I'm leaving a hand there. Nothing happening. They sit down. I say, all right, I'm going to dab myself.
Yeah, I heard none of them shook his hand, but that's good. They had that same energy. You always got to have that same energy when you approach somebody that you don't deal with.
Right.
All right. Well, then after that, he details what happened prior to this quote-unquote interview. He said he ran into P from Quality Control. That's
salute
the
to
label.
P from Quality Control. I talked to him this week.
Mm-hmm. He ran into P at the mall, and here's what Joe Button said happened.
So that's fine. So the dry interview was going on, and now P, the gentleman that I just saw this morning and had a conversation with, decides to interrupt the interview and say, yo, me and Joe talked this morning. Hey, all that little Yachty is dead. Well, we did talk this morning. That wasn't your energy. I don't want to talk about Yachty. That's fine. So now it seems like y'all have just positioned Migos so y'all could have this gentleman interrupt and say that we won't talk about Yachty anymore. Okay, that's fine. We'll edit him right on out of there. But that, in combination with seeing him that morning, in combination with these sitting here giving us their ass to kiss, nah, I'm cool, dog.
Let's be clear. Joe is lame. And Joe my guy, but Joe is lame for editing P interrupting the interview out. I don't agree with editing interviews simply because you didn't come off in the best light. All those interviews you've ever seen from The Breakfast Club where an artist got tight with me, from Beanie Siegel to Fredro Starr, I could have edited, but I would never do that because it's whack. Birdman, you can't say what you want about people, and then when people flex on you edit it out.
Let me finish. So now let's get to the end of the interview where Joe Button felt like things had to be done. End.
Let's get these f***ing arrogant f***ing the f*** out our seats so we can talk to some people who actually want to be spoken to. All right, dog. Wrap it up. Arrogant asses. Let's get to it.
Speak about it.
I can give two f***s about Migos.
See, this is my thing.
What?
Joe Budden. Joe's my guy, but why didn't you have that energy when Migos was sitting right there? Why you didn't tell them they were arrogant? And why you didn't tell them get the F out when they were sitting there? I want that same energy when the artist is sitting in your face. And I think it's very lame that you edited P from Quality Control out. P interrupted the interview.
Well, the whole interview's out already? I haven't seen it.
Yes, it is out. And P interrupted it. And he just told y'all he edited it out. P interrupted the interview and P told him to stop talking about Lil Yachty. And Joe agreed that he would stop talking about Lil Yachty. I'm like, why edit that out?
Oh, he didn't say all that just now.
Yes, he did. He just said he edited it out.
Well, listen, I thought that what he was saying was that he figured that you're going to interrupt the interview. I'm going to just edit that part out so we can continue with the interview.
Yeah, that's what he just
said.
Yeah. They play it again.
I just didn't see the full thing. No, we have other rumors to get to.
Oh,
so
well,
we're not
I just think it's very whack.
You're very passionate.
To edit somebody, you know, whether they checking you, whether they getting at you. You can't say what you want about people and then edit them out of the interview. That's lame, Joe.
I was wondering, where's Complex and Security? Like, if they're doing an interview, nobody should be able to jump in the middle of the interview and say anything.
They ain't making that kind of money yet.
All right, now let's talk about
security. Let's be clear.
Prodigy from Mobb Deep. They are going to be having a funeral for him tomorrow in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be open to the public. So if you want to pay your respects from 2 to 5, you are able to go ahead and do that. So that's going to be in New York City at Frank E. Campbell, which is popularly known as the Funeral Chapel, if you want to say your final goodbyes. All right, and Lamar Odom made it to the Wendy Williams show. It's actually going to be airing today, and he talked about his past with addiction, and he talked about Khloe Kardashian and how he had a great relationship with Rob Kardashian, but hasn't really spoken to him. Here is what people got as an exclusive clip from the Wendy Williams show.
Look, if she came back into your life right now.
No. And I say that, like, with no offense to her. That would be the best for both of us.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If we keep our distance.
You've lost Rob. You said you miss him.
Yeah. I mean, we were close.
When's the last time you talked to him on the telephone?
It's been a minute. I guess it's maybe because I heard his sister too much. I have no idea.
Rob is like, he got this. Rob don't want nothing to do with you now that you're not part of the family no more. That's how it goes, right? We was cool when you was brother-in-law, but you ain't brother-in-law no more.
They should still be cool. They should still speak. They seem like they were really tight with each other every day.
Hey, man, my sister don't like you. I can't like you. Sorry, Lamar. Me and her got the same last name, not you. All right?
I mean, he did a lot of things that hurt the family and hurt her, so.
Plus, when I was trying to lose.
And himself.
Plus, when I was trying to lose weight, Lamar, you wouldn't share none of that crack with me. All right?
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I'm in a great mood, man.
Me
this
too,
week has been
man.
A great week.
My birthday tomorrow. My daughter's birthday was yesterday. Vacation coming up.
Ooh,
God is great, man.
Yeah, God is absolutely positive.
God
great.
Is everything.
was going to tell someone on the side. I'm getting old, man.
Duh.
Yesterday, I was looking for money all over the house. I'm searching.
Why were you looking for money over?
No, I put money. I hid money.
And you couldn't remember
where I put it. And now I'm starting to blame people. I'm like, maybe it was the guy that does this. Maybe it was this person. Maybe it was that person. I'm starting thinking around. And I'm depressed now because I thought I lost the money.
You were depressed?
Yeah, I was. It was a lot of bread. I'm pissed off. I get in the car. I'm start driving to Brooklyn. I realize the money's in my pocket.
Oh, if I would have known, I'd have told my people from Brooklyn.
You know what? Let's get in some front page news. Now, in some great news, it looks like Phil Jackson is up out of here. It looks like he will be leaving the New York Knicks, and I'm so excited about this.
I'm happy for Phil Jackson, man, because the Knicks was killing him, all right? Phil Jackson is a little up in age, and being a GM of the Knicks is just taking years off your life.
He was killing the Knicks. All right? How about that?
I want Melo to leave the Knicks because the Knicks is killing Melo. You know what I'm saying? Kristaps is young, so it ain't really affect him yet. But, if you know, God bless all those brothers who are leaving New York right now. You add years to your life when you leave the Knicks.
No. Now, let's talk about these three officers, Yee.
Yes, three Chicago Police Department officers have been indicted. That's on conspiracy, obstruction, and misconduct. This is all for the shooting and killing of Laquan McDonald, who was only 17 years old. He was shot 16 times by Officer Jason Van Dyke. By the way, Jason Van Dyke is being charged with 6 counts of first-degree murder, official misconduct, and 16 counts of aggravated battery. He's awaiting trial right now, but these three other officers conspired immediately after the shooting to conceal the true facts of the events surrounding the killing of Laquan McDonald. They did not report the correct information. Mm-hmm. They failed to locate and interview 3 witnesses to the shooting, and those accounts of those 3 witnesses did contradict their false reports.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, now let's talk about some dumb news, and I feel bad because this guy's from Queens, right?
Yes.
He spent 6 months in jail because he didn't know his bail was $1.
Yes, he got arrested for stealing a coat from Zara, and he was in jail. His bail was $50,000. He had a legal aid society lawyer, and apparently they never told him that the judge, a few days after that, lowered his bail to $1. Nobody from Rikers told him. He had no idea. They said his lawyers were going to court without him and making appearances and just not reporting back to him that his bail got reduced. So he was basically sitting there for 6 months for no reason.
I don't see why he is blaming anybody but himself. Like, who else is supposed to know about your bail other than you?
You get the paperwork every
check
time you go to court.
Check your damn mail. Goodness check your mail, gracious. Young brother.
I don't know if they didn't give him his paperwork or what happened.
He didn't ask?
Man, that man had a boyfriend in there. He didn't want to leave. If your bail is $1 and you just sitting there, you want to be there.
I mean, Apparently the lawyers were going to court on his behalf and they just never told him that his bail got lowered.
Even if he had a boyfriend, he still would want to, I guess if his boyfriend.
I need to know what kind of life he's leading outside of jail, because he might not have had no place to go, all right? Jail might have been a nice little recreational spot for him. 3 meals a day, a place to sleep, little boyfriend, put a little Kool-Aid on your lips.
Well, he's doing now, so I don't know if he had that great of a time.
Put a little Kool-Aid on your lips, put a Coke can in the shower, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what that Coke can in the shower mean, right?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Okay.
Jeesh. All right, well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, we're going to kick it with Vince Staples.
The young god Vince Staples. He's got a new album out called Big Fish Theory. I like Vince Staples a lot. The reason I like Vince Staples is Vince Staples, he don't bite his tongue.
Not at all.
And every time I'm around him, he seems to have that same energy about any and everything.
All the time.
And he's a guy that stands by his words. And I like people that stand by their words, because a lot of people are not standing by their words nowadays.
Right. He signed the Def Jam. We're going to kick it with him when we come back. It's Pharrell. It's Frontin'. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building. Goes by the name of Vince Staples, signed to Def Jam from Compton. Vince Staples.
How you been, man? You good?
We good. We tried to get him some water, but we ain't had no bottle water.
We're getting it right now.
Yeah, we're getting it.
Don't put him on blast. It's all good.
We
gotta
get him right.
We're the Breakfast Club with no breakfast and no nothing.
No nothing.
You got a juice, though. You doing good right now in the morning.
I know you're here to promote the album Big Fish Theory, but I've been wanting to ask you what you think of Tupac's All Eyes on Me movie. I've been thinking, I wonder what Vince Staples thinks.
It was all right. I didn't really expect much, to be honest. All the movies is trash. I feel like it's kind of low-key, too, so... And he not alive. Like, I thought that was trash. I thought Notorious was trash. Like, it's dope. When you look at, like, Ray and, like, Ali and movies like that, I think that's when, like, people get done justice. You got to be there. Or, like, even, like, straight out of Compton, you got to be there. You got to be dead for, like, at least 30, 40 years.
What made it so trash? What made it trash?
It's just like the acting was trash, except for old boy that looked like Tupac.
Demetrius.
Yeah, he was hard, but like you got Mano popping Tupac, it just was extra. Like, mm-hmm. was really rocking with it. And when they did the music video parts, they didn't even sync the lyrics. Like y'all could have found a better take to where he looked like he actually sang.
Now, is it true that they put Snoop Dogg's voice in?
Yeah, they voiced sure. over the character.
They for sure voiced over Snoop. Like couldn't have a voice. It was sad. I feel bad for old boy that played him. Like I can talk too. You know what I mean? Just make it work, but.
So you didn't like Straight Outta Compton either?
I did, but that's what I'm saying. They was like involved. Like, everybody was involved. But then they made Eazy-E look like a weirdo. And it's like, you know, when you're not there, it's a little bit harder to have creative control because they're going to make it what's best for the movie and not right. really what's best for like the legacy. I read when I was a kid that before Ray Charles had passed, he had a big part in what they was doing with that movie. Mm-hmm. And Jamie Foxx had a lot of conversations with him. It's a lot more respect for the person. I feel like when they're there amongst just from the talent themselves, even if it's not the director. It's just certain stuff you won't do if you done sat and like met and like spent time with somebody. Right.
Or if you have an autobiography that you've written and it's based on.
But the Frankie Lyman movie was hard. What's that one called?
Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
That slapped.
But that also was more based on his relationship with different women. It took like kind of that aspect of his three different marriages and that was kind of, it was focused on something.
That was hard. That movie was hard. And he was faded the whole time.
I didn't know anything about Frankie Lyman, but I can appreciate certain movies like Walk the Line, or if you watch like the Doors movie, even if I don't know.
Nah, I'm racist.
Yeah,
I like
you feel
black
me? Black. I ain't watching. No. I ain't watching black biopics.
I
ain't really trying to see the white man's story no more.
Nah, I'm cool
or
on
like
that.
Like the Five Heartbeats, even though that's not a real for real group.
Classic.
It's yeah, still a classic movie. Mm.
Big Fish Theory. You said you are peering into the fishbowl that is rap's ecosystem. Explain that, sir.
I said that.
How did you say?
I be saying some bullshit.
Maybe I made
Did
that up.
Did he say that, or maybe was I that what somebody
oh,
said?
I never said no ecosystem, cuz. I'm like, that's hard.
Maybe I came to my own conclusion.
Nah.
I think that was a review of the album.
Hey, look, that's hard. We're going to act like we said that. So we're going to cut that. We're going to cut all this out, and we're going to pretend I said that.
I mean, that's what I take from it. Like, you looking at rap as a fishbowl.
I mean, not kind of a little bit, but not really. It's like a
that's
little,
definitely
little
from Esquire awesome. Magazine.
For sure, Esquire. From Esquire Magazine. Yeah, that's what's up. They covering, you know, the now. I appreciate it. But
this is crazy.
What I will say, I mean, yeah, it's a lot to do that. It's a lot to do a lot of things. But, you know, the way I make my music is like, it's whatever you want it to be if you listen to it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I think that's kind of the point of listening to the music. I know that we passed that stage right now in music, but. It just listen to it, you know. If you like, you like it. If you don't, you don't. But it's I put a lot of thought into it, and you know, I try my best to just create something new, and you know, I would say innovative for lack of better words. Every time I want to do something new, every time. So,
all right, we got Vince Staples in the building, of course, from Compton, West Coast artist. Now, Charlamagne, the sound is different though. Like some of the production on it sound like.
It's like house up tempo music,
but it's got conscious lyrics.
It's if you think about like a lot of people know like that's kind of where. West Coast music, you know, started. Like, all that stuff came from, like, on some, I was talking about all this gangsta, on some real gangsta, was pop locking and ticking and doing, you know, doing Skante packs and, like, wearing white gloves and shit. So that's, like, some real, like, West Coast thing. But past that, you still got Larry Levin, you know, acting and all them dudes from Detroit and Chicago who was kind of invented techno music and house music as we know it today. But they don't get no credit because, you know, we got to kick the black people out every once in a while once they make something. So, it just kind of drew a lot of inspiration from that, and
so you coming back to your roots in a sense, though.
It's to a point. Like to be real, when I was a kid, I told you this last time, my mama wasn't letting listen to no rap music, and I was out. You would have had her fucked up. Ain't none of that coming on. So when it come down to it, like that's when I was just trying to make something new and just trying to kind of branch off of what I know about, and I low key know the most about that, and that's the kind of music I like. Like that's what I listen to. So I just wanted to make it, you know, my version of it, and try to, you know. See if I can fit. I don't want to be listening like when is talking about.
What do you hate hearing talk about?
It's funny, like I be getting the most random message from the most square like, hey bro, you need to get back to that gangster shit. Like if you don't shut your bitch ass up, like what do that even mean? You know what I'm saying?
They want you to talk about busting them guns,
yeah,
man.
Hey, you ain't killing on this album, man. I'm not fucking with it. It's like I be over that, bro, just cause that shit is so draining, man.
Absolutely.
From a day-to-day, man, that shit's trash.
So it's people that's not about that life hitting you up.
Nobody's about that life for the most part. That's pushing that.
But it seems like the whole industry is pushing that because that's what's selling. That and drugs.
I mean, yeah.
It's really not, though.
Yeah, exactly. And it's black trauma. Drake selling.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar selling. J. Cole selling. Chance selling. They selling. Big Sean selling.
Majority of the kids are not listening to that.
That's not true.
Yes,
that's not true.
You know Chance the Rapper because of your
kids. Chance the Rapper, besides that, you have a lot of these kids that set talking about drugs all the time. And it's the songs that when I go out and play, that's what they want me to. That's what they want me to play.
That's because you in the club every night, so that's what your worldview.
I mean, but that's different.
That's on radio.
These dudes is on tour every day. But she was on the radio.
But it's different. You're right, and everybody right. The same aspect, because at the end of the day, yeah, if you talking about like just with the kids, well, it's awesome, like internet culture type stuff. That's really where it is. But it's hard for them to get in real venues and sell out real venues. Like, to be honest, like, I don't sell no records, like none at all. But
you
I
sell out every show that you do.
1,500 to 3,000 seats, which is weird to me. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's real. But some people can't do that, but they can do something that I can't do also. You know what I mean?
Which is be in the club every night.
You get
a record played in the strip club.
Yeah, maybe. But like I don't really know, but it's like everybody got a different, you know, purpose in it. So I'm at the end of the day, I'm just happy to be able to do something with myself, you know what I mean, and just make music. Because I'm in a position to where I can low-key do whatever I want. I can fake do whatever I want if I do it right, because it's about people listening to my music. If you don't like it, you don't like it. You know what I mean? That's all fine, but you listening to it because of the time or the effort or whatever I'm putting. So I don't know why I listen to it, but they is. So why they is, I'm going to do what I can.
That's right. We have more with Vince Staples. When we come back, we got to talk about his sister being shot a couple of times and also him being suspended from school for wearing a Young Jeezy T-shirt. All right. But right now, let's get into a joint off his album. This is called Big Fish, and it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have Vince Staples in the building. He has a new album called Big Fish Theory. Charlamagne?
You said on the album, too, I forgot what song it was. You said you'll never let a nigga little bow wow you. That's a Jeezy
I love
bar.
I love Young Jeezy. So we got to ask conversation. I had a Ken Banner Snowman T-shirt. They were suspending for that in high school.
Absolutely. I remember CNN did a whole thing about it.
I took my time.
You got suspended for wearing a Ken Banner Snowman T-shirt?
My mama, Mayfair High School. Miss Brown suspended me. Not Miss Brown. I forgot that bitch name. But, yeah, she suspended me. You know what I mean?
They knew what it was when you walked in?
Crazy. We used to be on her head. She like Whoopi Goldberg. What was that bitch? I hate that bitch. She got fired. She kicked all the homies out of school. Everybody put us all on fucking. We was all in juvenile probation. We had to go to juvenile placement, live with random people. She was trash, fool. Like, I hope that lady life is trash right now. I hope she living in an RV or something. She was a piece of she fucked my whole childhood up. I got 2 weeks suspension, and they put me on camera.
Two weeks?
T-shirt?
Swear to God.
They couldn't say, hey.
That's how you know Jeezy was hot. That's top five Atlanta right there.
So why'd you use his line?
Because I love Young Jeezy.
I didn't know if you, because Jeezy or Bow Wow. I know you got a love for Bow Wow, too.
Yeah, Bow Wow was hard. I'm tired of acting like Lil Bow Wow wasn't hard. Like, what? You have Pharrell beats and Timbaland beats and T.I. and Snoop Dogg was helping JD and Jay-Z was helping writing the songs. How is that not hard? He's like being aggressive for no reason.
But Bow Wow was hard, but there's no way in hell you can possibly like Shad Moss. 30-year-old Shad Moss who does things like post fake private jets.
Now, this is what I'm going to say. I already know that nigga like that.
You don't know Shad Moss like that.
I don't know Shad like that. I know little Bow Wow with the Tim Couch jersey on with the Photoshop dog on the album cover. I know that nigga's cold. So,
you know how I can respect that? Because that's how I feel about Fresh Prince and Will Smith.
Come on,
Fresh Prince was a hard-ass rapper. Will Smith was trash.
But Will Smith was in Man in Black. You got to calm that down.
No, acting Will Smith is dope, but rapping Will Smith, Miami, and getting jiggy with it, trash.
Get jiggy with it is hard. You wild.
You never rocking jiggy with
never
it?
Never
you wasn't 6 years old when you heard that song. That's why you don't respect it. That shit was hard. That wasn't for you, bro. It wasn't for you.
When you was six, that was your shit.
Man, it wasn't for you. The Wild Wild West theme song, hard, with
that
the Burger King song.
Come on, man.
You was not a...
With Drew Hill?
But it's different. You was doing it. Charlamagne,
you was a grown-ass man, bro.
So was Will Smith.
Charlamagne, you was a grown-ass... No, that's what I'm saying, but you know what I mean?
I like those records.
Right.
You know what I mean? If your kids want to watch Blue's Clues or The Wiggles, you ain't got to rock with it. It's not for you. You're supposed to pass it along, bro. You got to pass that Will along. Will Smith got slaps, bro.
I don't know. Fresh Prince was hard, though.
He ain't no, like... I don't know, man. Get jiggy with it, my look. The flow is better than Fresh Prince, if we want to be honest.
Summertime, Nightmare on
Summertime
My Street.
Summertime is hard, but that's Rakim.
Mike Tyson?
That's Rakim.
I can't beat Mike Tyson?
Nah, get jiggy with it. The flow way harder than
that
Mike Tyson.
Rakim.
Who did it?
It wasn't.
Nas wrote one of them.
It wasn't Rakim. I asked about
Wale
that.
Wale Stone. 2 Chainz said that, so I'm just listening to 2 Chainz.
We got Vince Staples in the building, of course, from Compton West Coast artist. Now, ye?
It looks like you're looking forward also to having kids, because you referenced that.
I don't really fuck with little kids. They bad.
What?
But you talk about your future baby moms.
But that's different. That's about her. You feel me? You know what I mean? The kid, that's her business. But that's what I'm saying.
So you going to get somebody pregnant and just leave?
Nah, I'm going to be at the house. Like, leave me alone. I'm not trying to talk to you right now. Go talk to your mama about the homework.
Got you.
Is the bills paid? My granddaddy didn't talk to none of his kids. My mama said this came home and was like, what y'all need? All right, I'm in the back. Don't ask me no questions.
You can't do that, man. You gotta raise your
kids. That's raising when they need their ass beef. I'm not gonna be sitting there playing Pokemon and shooting. My nephew, 8 years old, he'll be bad as a I'm not dealing with it. I'm gonna go to jail.
You would feel different. Well, you gotta though, be in his life so you stop being bad.
Yeah, I am, but then be lying. These niggas be lying. Yeah, and I be looking, they got cell phones on such. I'm not prepared for this type of stuff. When I was a kid, you had a phone like a chirp, a Nextel chirp, I-730, I-95 with snake on it. That's all you had. Mm-hmm. These niggas got Instagrams and on the hood. I'm cool on that. These bad. I'm gonna catch a case. My nephew came to my house. The homie was taking care of my mom while I was on the road or whatever. I drive my mom around. So he asked the homie, he's like, what's up, JT? How you been? He's like, better than you. You need to sock that nigga's motherfucking face. He like, nah, man, he a kid, bro. He don't know no better. What you mean he don't know no better? Cuz said he doing better than you. You a grown-ass man, and he doing better than you. That's foul.
You just can't punch kids in the face now.
I know. That's why I'm saying it's not my time right now.
You can punch him in the chest, though, when they like 7, 8. Little light punches to the chest, man. Rare blows.
You're going to jail.
What's your older brothers you, and cousins Andy. Used to do to you?
Thank you, Andy.
Your uncles and everybody, all the older men in your life probably used to do that to you.
Nah, my mom would have whooped one of them ass. You couldn't hit me. I was tripping. School and all that, I'm going to tell my mama, say some stupid to me. And my mama going to come up there tripping. And if that don't work, she going to call my daddy, and it's somebody going to jail. You feel what I'm saying? So I was a badass kid because I was like, my mama going to believe me over everybody. And I was using that. You call my daddy, he like, don't call me out the house unless I'm finna go to jail. That was his slogan. He said that when we was kids.
That was his slogan.
I'm not leaving the house unless I'm finna go to jail. If it's not no problem like that, then leave me alone. And I done seen him do some crazy shit. Because they was like, my parents moved to Long Beach from Cobden because after my sister got shot, she was like, we out of here. We finna go to Compton. I mean, we finna go to Long Beach. It's right down the street. Yes, but it's right down the street. Like, we get smacked on. A lot of people move to Long Beach. It's right there. It's like Long Beach, Carson, Gardena, blah, blah. My mama picking Long Beach. It's by the water. It's cute. They got white people, blah, blah. Her whole little thing. Like, my kids gonna grow up knowing about everybody and be able to talk to everybody and shit like that until you meet them people. Then people over there is really out there wilding. And she...
How'd your sister get you shot?
Oh, just, tripping. She was out here tripping and, said something to the wrong dude.
Oh, a dude shot her.
Sheesh.
Well, a lot of times.
She not dead? She dead?
Nah, she good.
How many times she got hit?
Like more than, I think like it was like between like 3 to 6.
Damn. You should put her on the album. Let her spit a verse.
She, not wonder my sister gonna say some bull. You just not trying to hear that ghetto. That's gonna sound like Spice One. She gonna be on there tripping.
That's Spice
either
One.
Either gonna sound like Spice One or gospel. It's no in between. It's one another.
Y'all fuck with Vince because you got such a rich hip hop history, man. Like,
when I look back on it and I see how the homies is raising their kids and I see how hard it is for my homies, I got their whole head and their whole face tattooed with the hood everywhere, blah, blah. And to see they struggle to try to keep their kids from knowing about that. And I got big homies like Chris and big homies like E-Web and Albo and like that literally is with the business. Like little boy and niggas that's with the business. But they got the best kids in the world. What kind of would I be to make their job harder?
That's real.
When I don't got to.
That's real.
Because you don't have to. And that's just how they perceive you. Look at YG. YG, one of the most successful, most important, most authentic rappers from the West Coast. But no matter what he rap about, no matter what he say, he's still going to be the gangbanger. Yeah. Music doesn't sound the same. Instead of praising him for literally making the same music for over 10 years, before anybody knew who he was, when we was in high school, him and Mustard and Project and Taye F3rd and the P.E. Boys and Cold Flames, he's been making the same kind of music forever. Instead of praising the fact that they had a vision and stuck through it, they the gangbanging.
Word up.
You got to count your blessings, be appreciative of your position, and try to do something better. Like, you want to spend your whole life being a piece of shit? I don't want to.
That street shit. Yeah. I'm with you. Ooh. Now, listen, before you leave, we need a 16. You know what I mean?
I got an A-bar. I got an A-bar for Charlamagne. Y'all got to put on a Breakfast Club intro.
All right.
I'm not rapping. You know, God, I'm not rapping.
There he has
his
word. I said, really? There you have it. Vince Staples, Big Fish Theory. Out right now. Get it? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, no. Morning, everybody. It's The Breakfast Club. You know what? My son is grounded, right? I grounded my son, right? And I just happened to look at Snapchat, and he posted something on Snapchat. But I hit his phone.
Well, clearly he got another phone that you don't know about.
Clearly he either found it or...
He must be grounded.
Or he might have used somebody else's phone and logged into his account.
Or maybe he has an iPad or something.
Okay.
What's he grounded for?
You know what? You know when you get to that age, you talk back to your mama, so your daddy got to go ground him? So he talked back to his mommy, so I grounded him. So no phone, no basketball, no football.
Yeah.
No, none of that.
That was a great segue out of Bad and Bougie then, because my family wasn't that bougie. When I used to talk back to my mama, my daddy'd go upside my damn head, grounding. Grounding.
I think it's
my
funny
ass.
How Envy just was looking at his
body
phone, and
blows.
He goes, hey, what
extension
the?
Cord. Make you take a bath afterwards, slap you upside the face, grounded. You ground your son because he talked to your wife crazy? You better learn to put some hands on your boy.
That is abuse, sir. I don't know if you know, man.
I hate this generation. I hate this generation so much.
That is abuse.
Jesus Christ.
Also, if your son responds to being grounded.
Yeah, well, he didn't respond, yeah. So well, now he might have to get all that other stuff.
You can't, you can't beat your child, but the white man can, though. Okay, we'll see how this plays out.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Lala.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
Well, Lala was on Wendy Williams and she talked about whether or not she is planning to get divorced. Here's what she had to say.
Not right now. I'm not. You know, marriages are tough and you know that. We all know that. It's filled with ups and downs and we're just going through a time right now. But him and I are the best of friends and our number one commitment is to our son. I don't know what the future holds.
It was just her birthday 3 days ago, too.
Yes,
and he had
was.
Posted her. He said, I look at you on this birthday, and it's hard to believe another year has passed. You are as beautiful now as ever before. Sending birthday wishes to my earth at Lala. Love you.
Happy belated born day to my cancer sister, Lala. I love Lala. And let me tell you something. Lala is not playing fair. You know why Lala is not playing fair? Because she out here working out. You know, she glowing up. She just elevated to another level at just the right time. You ever notice that when
that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, a girl's been done wrong, and then they just start looking extra good.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's
man.
When you don't let yourself go. And by the way, on episode 4 of this new season of Power, Lala will again have a sex scene, and you will get to see more of Lala.
We about to see Lala's tatas again?
Yes, episode 4.
By the way, salute to Mello for liking every picture. Mello doing what he supposed to do, too. Mello liking every picture, posting up pictures of her for the birthday. Mello doing, drop on the clues bombs for Mello. I want the Anthony's to be together, damn it.
And they really do mean that saying, you don't know what you got till it's gone. It's not how it used to be, and that's when you really realize.
Oh, he's fighting.
And sometimes that's what it takes.
That. We all need that scare sometimes. Sometimes women just got to put the fear of God in us, and realize that there ain't nothing else out there.
In the meantime, Carmelo is pitching a political reality show. It would be a weekly half-hour show of Carmelo Anthony discussing issues with other celebrities who are civic-minded, and they're going to go to meetings and rallies and so on and so forth. So that's part of his plan. They said that he has pitched this show so far to HBO and other cable networks.
I feel like that's a Colin Kaepernick type of vehicle, but I wouldn't.
Well, Carmelo does a lot.
Yeah, Carmelo definitely does a lot. Salute to Carmelo. So drop on the clues bombs for Carmelo again. I love the fact he's playing defense. That's what all them liking pictures is of Lala and posting pictures of Lala. He playing defense against other Negroes.
As
right?
he should.
Absolutely.
As
Go.
He should.
They talk about Melo don't play no defense. Hell, right.
He playing defense now.
No, he playing defense That's now, right. damn it.
All I know is, all right.
Are yours what?
No, I was going to say, I kept seeing this headline about Lala exchanging phone numbers.
That's a lie.
See, here come a woman putting salt on the wound. I ain't see that headline nowhere.
Melo ain't see that nowhere.
I'll show you. Nope. All right. Now let's discuss Rihanna. It looks like she has a new boo, for sure, because they were in the pool making out. There's a whole bunch of pictures. By the way, she looks so happy.
Who's
it
this
looks
guy?
Incredible. People are trying to figure it out. Now, from the research that I've been doing, it seems like his name is Hassan Jameel.
Sounds
He's
rich.
A Toyota heir. His family's worth $1.5 billion.
I knew it. If you're kissing Rihanna, it's $1 billion.
What are you trying to say?
What?
Why can't she just kiss somebody that's not worth...
Do you see Rihanna kissing a regular person?
If I was Rihanna, I ain't kissing nobody unless they're worth more than a billion.
See?
She can kiss somebody just because she feels like it.
Ain't nobody got time for that when I'm Rihanna.
All right, well, anyway...
I'm with you. What's wrong with y'all?
It looks like they're having a great time together. He was spotted previously with Naomi Campbell, but it looks like that's over with, and perhaps that's him. There were other people that people were throwing in the mix because we don't know for sure who it is. You can see pictures of the two of, that was the guy with, yeah, there they are,
okay.
in the pool together if
Nick
you have Revolt TV.
I'm Rihanna, and I'm going to kiss toads. What am I going to kiss toads for when I can just go ahead and kiss the prince? I ain't got to kiss the toad and turn him
she
into a prince.
She has enough money
I
that
kiss
she
the prince
needs.
First.
She don't need to worry about somebody else's
and
money.
And then when you got that kind of money, you start at Prince's and better.
All right, and Chris Brown.
You got a castle?
What about that fight with the Migos? Here's what Offset had to say about Chris Brown.
Ain't no beef. Ain't no smoke. They don't want no smoke. We at the top, man. I don't know what's going on with nobody. I just know we winning.
All right, so he said basically there's no beef. You don't want no smoke. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man. I need my young brother, Kodak Black, to come to the front of the congregation. I'd like to have a word with him, man.
Oh, boy. All right. You sure you want to have a word with him, not me?
Just a teachable moment.
Okay. All right. We'll get into that next when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 28th goes to young Kodak Black. Let the record show. I enjoy Kodak Black's music. People like to say young Kodak is a mumble rapper. I don't agree. I think he actually be snapping, but that's just my opinion. But the reason Kodak Black is getting Donkey of the Day is because earlier this week, Kodak Black told social media what kind of woman he prefers. Let's hear it.
Kiki Palmer, she's great. I bad her, but you know what I'm saying? I don't really like black girls like that.
Now, when I heard that, I knew it wouldn't go over well, but I did understand what he meant. He was trying to say he don't like dark-skinned girls, but instead he said black girls. See, when you say dark-skinned girls, you're talking complexion. That's a preference. When you're talking black girls, you're talking a whole race. That's also a preference, but if it's one entity you don't want no drama with in this era, it's black women. You don't want those problems. You don't know what true slander is on social media until you piss off a group of black women and then they swarm like the Wu-Tang killer bees on your black ass.
Are you dumb?
Now, when Kodak Black got attacked, he didn't apologize. In fact, he doubled down on the comments, which I don't mind, by the way, because if you said it, you said it, okay? If it needs some clarification, cool. If you feel like you need to explain it more, cool. But if that's what you said, then own it. And that's exactly what Kodak Black did when he went back on social media to address all the backlash he was receiving. Let's hear it.
You ain't gonna be dissing me under my comments. I ain't even gonna play the one. Don't even comment on my shit. Or whatever. You talking about black women. Bitch. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't like red bones. I love black African Americans, but I don't like black bitches. I like yellow hoes. So that's my preference. So motherfuck you.
He is crazy, man.
Why Kodak Black sound like lawn equipment? You ever been in the house? You know, you be in the house and you could tell people working on the lawn. Now, first and foremost, all the black women I know and talk to on a daily basis don't give a damn if Kodak Black is checking for them or not. Black women will be A-okay without Kodak Black desiring their love. But just because black women don't want you, doesn't mean they won't get on social media and slander the hell out of you, okay? And you don't want that. The only way to escape the slander of black women is to mute the words ashy, problematic, and trash. If that don't work, then the only other option is to delete all your social media accounts. But that would be lame, right? Well, that's exactly what Kodak Black did yesterday, and that's why he's getting donkey today, because like I've been saying all morning in reference to various topics, stand on your words. I'm so sick of people not having the same energy at all times. How you go from...
Yo, for one, you have to see me when you come to the window, so you better have the same energy.
You better have that same energy. How you go from sounding like this, right? Play the clip again.
You ain't gonna be dissing me under my comments. I ain't gonna comment on my shit. Whatever. You talking about black women. Bitch.
All right.
Like red bones. I love black African Americans, but I don't like black bitches. I like yellow hoes. So that's my preference. So motherfuck you.
You're not a lawnmower. He's a lawnmower over here.
Hit the hedges, Kodak Black. Now, Kodak Black got on Twitter and said, I'm just on some whole other right now. Ain't got nothing to do with y'all. Then he tweeted, I could take criticism. I honestly don't give a F about the whole black, red, Chinese thing. N-word just in the situation. Hashtag SG. I don't know what that means. So I'm deactivating. Look, I don't have a problem with a person apologizing if they offend, as long as it's sincere, which most of the time they aren't. They're just trying to stop the backlash. I don't have a problem with a person doubling down on their rhetoric either, because I love when people have the same energy. You can be honest and wrong, but what I don't respect is when people run. Kodak, you ran. Okay, get on social media and take this L from black women, all right? I didn't delete my account when I pissed black women off. French Montana didn't delete his account when he pissed black women off, so you can't delete yours either, all right? Please give young Kodak Black the biggest hee-haw.
Goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Up next, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call Ye right now. She'll put you live on the air and help you with your problems. Again, 800-585-1051. Call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Ask Ye time, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? My name's Morgan.
Hey, Morgan. What's your question for you, bro?
So, I've been married for a long time, almost 23 years. And, like, in 2010, my wife had an affair with a friend of mine and destroyed me. Mm. And then a couple years later, after that, I went out and I had an affair with somebody. And I never intended for what to happen, but I kind of fell in love with the other woman. And she was kind of crazy. She did what she did to make money, however it is, and that's kind of how I met her.
What do you mean she did to make money?
Well, I don't want to blow up her spot, you know, but she was working. So
she was a car girl or something?
Something like that. So we met, we kind of clicked from the first time we met, and then we started hanging out. And the next thing you know, we were spending a lot of time together. She was hanging out with me at work and whatever, and turned into almost daily thing. And then for almost the next 4 years, we were going out and seeing each other on mm-hmm. the side.
Okay.
And I kind of fell in love with her. And she wanted me to leave my wife. She stopped doing what she was doing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't leave my wife. I have kids. And I love my wife, but there was something wrong, you know, for a while. But I tried to stay and do the right thing. And
cheating on your wife is not doing the right thing, just so you know.
No, I know that. That's why I stopped seeing her, right, and tried to stay with my family and started to do the right thing. I know I did the wrong thing all along.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me. You know, but I got to the point where I realized that I had really fallen in love with this girl. And, you know, she made me happy. We clicked like I ever did before. And she stopped seeing me because I wouldn't leave my wife for her, you know. And we stopped seeing each other. Now it's been over a year since I've seen her.
And I think about her every day. You can't stop thinking about her, but you love your wife?
I love my wife. I don't want to hurt her. She's been my best friend and my partner. But there are some issues that have gone on in my relationship with my wife that I wish more than anything that we could fix that. And, you know, but there's some things that just aren't fixable, you know?
Well, I think, all right, let's start with the fact that she cheated on you, had an affair. You clearly have still not forgiven her for that. And you felt like going and having an affair yourself would help give you more, I guess, peace of mind for staying.
Yeah, that's how it started.
Okay, but then you actually ended up really liking somebody else, and you didn't have the same issues with this woman that you had with your wife. You're cheating with this woman, she's a side chick, y'all just have fun together, and you guys don't have a history of things that you have to deal with.
That's true.
Okay, so the real issue is that you never actually fix things with your wife. You say that you love her, you don't want to leave her, you don't want to leave your family, but there's a lot of things that y'all still have never, ever resolved. Does she know that you had an affair?
She does.
And so I'm sure that she feels a way about that, and it seems like you guys probably don't trust each other.
Well, that's for sure.
So that, I mean, listen, probably part of the reason why you love this other woman is because she's an escape from the reality of your life with your wife.
Well, that's definitely how it started.
Right, and it probably still is that, because I'm sure with you and your wife, you guys don't get along like you used to. You argue all the time. You don't trust each other. Your relationship is broken, and you guys haven't worked on fixing that. You can't just move on day after day after day and just try to mask something that never, ever got fixed. You just put a Band-Aid on it, but it's never healed.
Right. And we've tried to heal. We've been working on it. But there's some things that, like, she's unwilling to do. And she's now set up what she says, you know, I set up boundaries. And, you know, her boundaries interfere with our closeness.
All right. Well, have you guys gone to seek professional help?
We're both seeing therapists separately and tried to do some marriage counseling, but that didn't work out. Now she refuses to go to marriage counseling with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will say this, because I know a lot of people have been in a situation where they've had affairs, they've stayed together, and it does take a long time for that forgiveness process to start. But if you guys don't forgive each other, you'll never be able to move on. And if you don't start to establish trust, which takes a really long time and a lot of patience, you won't be able to move on either. So
no, I totally understand that. And I did forgive her for her affair, not until, you know, about 2 years ago. But I did forgive her because I was carrying around a lot of anger.
Right.
And that prevented me from you know, healing.
Well, this is, unfortunately, this is going to be like a much longer conversation for us to have, but why don't I just give you my email address so we can talk more about it online? But it does seem like this is something that could take potentially years to fix. And if you have the patience for that, then you guys have to try to really stick it out. But you can't keep blaming each other for things. You can't keep bringing up the past in order to move on to the future.
Yeah.
All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Jessica, what's your question for Yee?
So my question is, I'm married.
Congrats.
We haven't even been married a year yet. We have two kids, two beautiful children. But I just find myself not being happy at all in this marriage. Right now, you know, we're currently living with his mom because we can't afford New York rent right now, mm-hmm. just for right now. And, you know, I've tried to talk to him about it, tell him things that I've needed, you know, and I don't get nowhere. We kind of just retract. And I don't know what to do anymore. I want to leave. But like right now, my only current other option is a shelter with my two children. I've told him that. He's told me numerous times, if you leave, I'm taking the kids away from you. You're not going to put them in that situation. And I don't want it to be like, I'm staying in this marriage because of my kids. I feel like that's the wrong reason, but I just don't know what else to do.
Why did Jessica, why did you guys get married in the first place? Because it hasn't even been a year yet.
I've asked him about it. We wanted to get married. Was it the right thing to do? Yes, insurance-wise and things like that.
So it wasn't because you were in love?
That's the thing. I couldn't even tell you that. For me, I wanted to be because we were in love. On his part, I'm not so sure.
Okay, but you were in love. You love him. That's why
yes,
you got married.
Yes.
Now, this whole time that you guys have been married, were you living with his mom the whole time?
No, we were staying somewhere else with my family. And then once, like towards the end of my pregnancy, my second child, we moved into with his mom's house.
Now, Jessica, I'm going to keep it real with you. With this situation that you guys have been in, sounds extremely stressful. And not even with your relationship with each other, but the fact that you guys haven't even had your own space to be your own family without having to deal with his mom, with your family. And that's stressful mm-hmm. for any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I have a couple of friends. One of my best friends, when she first got married, her husband's mother was living with them, and that put such a strain on the relationship. And it wasn't until she moved out that they were able to actually have a happier time together. And even most recently, one of my friends, her and her husband, were having a tough time because they were living in a really small apartment with their children. They had dogs and everything, but they ended up getting a place with more space, and it actually helped save their relationship. Because sometimes when you're on top of each other and you have other people involved and interfering with your relationship, that's what really kind of harms it, all of that stress.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys haven't even had a chance to develop the right relationship with each other because there's just too much involved, too many outside factors. And I think mm-hmm. the main thing that you guys need to do, would you agree that it's a lot living with his mom and having lived with your family?
Yes.
I think the main thing you guys need to decide is, how can we figure out as a family for us to get, I'm sure financially it's stressful for you guys as well, which is the number one reason that couples break up is finances.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys need to figure out, what can we do to get ourselves in a better position so that we can, by whatever date it is, because I love to give myself something to look forward to, we have to have our own place in 4 months. And you guys have to work towards that goal, because the only way that this can possibly work is if you guys figure out how you can move out from under somebody else's roof and operate as a functional family and love each other. It hasn't even been a year yet, and y'all haven't even had any alone time.
Yes, of course.
So the main thing now is figure out, how can we get out of his mom's house and work on our relationship without it being in up underneath other people.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Ask Ye 800-585-1051. Now, Ye, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Bill Cosby. Yet another trial is coming up. We'll tell you about that. And we'll talk about the Fast and the Furious franchise. Find out who might be leaving for the next installment.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Halle Berry recently did an interview with Teen Vogue, and she was looking back on winning the Best Actress Oscar back in 2002. She was the first woman of color to win that award, and she had dedicated that award to every nameless, faceless woman of color that now has a chance because this door tonight has been open. But it's been, what, 15 years, and still no other woman of color has taken home that statue. Now, she said that despite all of that, she said she now thinks, wow, that moment really meant nothing. It meant nothing. I thought it meant something, but I think it meant nothing. She said she felt profoundly hurt and saddened that no other woman has won that, no other black woman since then, in 2002. All right, so that is Halle Berry in Teen Vogue. Now, let's talk about the BET Awards. The ratings were actually down this year, down 19%. Apparently, they're saying during that time, the BET Awards had... 3.47 rating. So that means it was 5.8 million viewers across the 9 different networks that it was on.
Oh, okay. So BET had a 3.4 and then the other couple million came from
the
other
networks. No, the BET Awards. Oh, you mean how many did BET have actually?
Yeah, BET had 3.something million and then all, okay.
Because it was on everything. It was on MTV2, MTV.
All the Viacom networks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not so great, down 19%. But Power also had premiered that same night, season 4 premiered, so actually Power did pretty well.
How did Power
also
do?
During that time. It was the second most watched show on Premier Cable.
Plus, people watch TV in so many different ways now. Like, they probably was watching BET Awards on their laptops and all kind of other kind of...
Well, also, it was dumb
technology
long.
That I'm too old
it
to
It was
know
number
about.
One on Twitter, though.
It was long.
It's that Pause. Same length every year, isn't it? Right? All right, Michelle Rodriguez from The Fast and the Furious said that she may not be back for the next part of the franchise. She said F8 is out digitally today. I hope they decide to show some love to the women of the franchise on the next one, or I just might have to say goodbye to a loved franchise. That's what she
That's
wrote.
That's Letty in the movie, right?
On her Instagram.
She played Letty in the movie, right?
Yeah.
I don't think she's going anywhere.
I've never seen a Fast and Furious in my life.
Me neither, but people love it, and it makes a lot of money.
Yes, it
I
does.
I don't think she's going anywhere.
She said it's been a good ride, and I'm grateful for the opportunity the fans and studio have provided over the years. So we don't know exactly what she is saying is lacking as far as women in the franchise.
I bet you I know one person who will never walk away
but
from the
she
Fast
said
and
that
Furious
they,
franchise.
But they did have significantly smaller parts compared to their male co-stars, like, you know, The Rock, Jason Statham, and Tyrese Gibson, so... You know, maybe she's like, yo, let's give the women a little something.
I mean, she ain't no Tyrese, though.
You don't even watch it. You don't even know what she does,
yeah, you've
in
never
it.
Seen any of them.
Stupid.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Tyrese, damn it.
Word.
We're talking about Michelle Rodriguez.
That's our guy, though.
You know, she was just talking about the women getting love, and what do? Show
Blue
the
Tyrese.
Man love. That doesn't make any sense. All right. And, you know, it's an ongoing theme with Halle Berry talking about black women and the Oscars, and she's the only black woman to ever win Best Actress. All right, Bill Cosby in
she
the
is?
Meantime. All right, Bill Cosby in the meantime is due back in court. Now, this time it's in California for allegedly molesting a 15-year-old at the Playboy Mansion more than 40 years ago. So after that mistrial that happened June 17th, which according to prosecutors, they're going to be seeking a retrial for that case. He now has this case that he has to appear in court for as well. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear at DJ Envy on that gram.